AEC, Australian Electoral Commission. Your official guide to the 2023 referendum. When is voting day? For more information, scan the QR code or visit aec.gov.au/referendums. aec.gov.au 132326. Authorised by the Electoral Commissioner, 10 Mort Street, Canberra. Message from the Electoral Commissioner. It's been quite a while since we had a referendum. The last one was held in 1999, which means for many people reading this, it will be the first time they have voted in a referendum. A referendum is a national vote on a question about a proposed change to the Constitution. In this case, whether to alter the Constitution to recognise the First Peoples of Australia by establishing an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice. Voting in a referendum is different from an election, and the result is based on how a double majority votes. That is, a national majority, more than 50% from all states and territories, and a majority, more than 50% in a majority of states, at least four of the six states. The AEC has developed this guide to help you plan for your vote at the referendum, including how to vote correctly, what happens at the polling place, and tips on how to check information sources. We will have over 7,000 polling places open across the country on voting day, early voting options, and more remote voter services teams than ever visiting remote locations. Being impartial and independent is the foundation of the Australian Electoral Commission. The transparency, security, and accountability in the processes we conduct are significant and in full view. I'm proud of the role we play in delivering a referendum with integrity at every step of the process. Visit aec.gov.au/referendums for more information. Tom Rogers, Electoral Commissioner. Referendum statistics. More than 97% eligible voters on the electoral roll. 7,000 plus polling places. 500 plus early voting centres. Up to 100,000 temporary referendum workers. Stop and consider. Check the source this referendum. During the referendum period, you may come across information about the voting process that isn't supported by evidence, is missing context, or is misleading. The AEC is the independent agency tasked with running the referendum. We'll communicate with voters about their requirement to participate, the purpose of referendums, and voting options. It's important you carefully consider what you see, hear, and read about the referendum process. Take the time to consider whether the information is from a reliable or recognisable source. Current. Safe. Not a scam. This is particularly important when on social media and online. Go to aec.gov.au/stop and consider for more information and short videos with helpful tips. Plan ahead to vote in the referendum. Polling places will open at 8 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. sharp. Who has to vote? All Australian citizens aged 18 years and over are required to enrol and vote in this referendum. Where can I vote? You can vote at any polling place in your state or territory on voting day. Polling places are open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Polling places are usually located at local schools, churches, community halls, and public buildings. To find your nearest polling place, visit aec.gov.au/where. If you have a mobility restriction or disability, or care for someone who does, you can check the accessibility details of polling places at aec.gov.au/where. For blind and low vision voting options, visit aec.gov.au/assistance or call 132326. What if I'm in another state or territory? If you will be interstate on voting day, you can vote at a designated interstate voting center or consider early voting options. What if I can't make it on voting day? If you can't make it to a polling place in your state or territory on voting day, you may be eligible to vote early in person or by post. How to vote early in person? If you are eligible, you can vote before voting day. Early voting centres open from the Monday 2 weeks prior to voting day. Opening dates and times vary, so visit aec.gov.au/where to check the details of each centre. For more information on early voting and to check if you're eligible, visit aec.gov.au/early or call 132326. How to vote early by post. Postal voting is available to eligible voters. Check your eligibility and apply online at aec.gov.au/PVA or by scanning the QR code. Please call 132326 if you don't have online access and want to apply for a postal vote. Complete your application for a postal vote so it reaches the AEC by no later than 6 p.m. on the Wednesday before voting day. What happens at the polling place? 1. When you reach the ballot paper issuing point, a polling official will ask for your full name and address and if you have already voted in the 2023 referendum. Your name will be marked off the electoral roll. 2. You'll be given your ballot paper. 3. Read the instructions on the ballot paper carefully. 4. Complete your ballot paper. 5. Once you have completed your ballot paper, fold it and place it in the ballot box provided. 6. If you have used an AEC pencil, deposit it in the box on the way out. There will be hand sanitizer available near the exit. Remember, if you need help, you can bring someone you trust with you or ask a polling official. The AEC takes the safety of our voters and workers seriously. The AEC continues to monitor the COVID-19 environment and follows advice from relevant health authorities. Information in this guide reflects circumstances at the time of printing. This may result in changes to measures put in place. Hand sanitizer will be available, and you are encouraged to bring and wear a face mask and maintain physical distance. You can use a clean AEC pencil, or you can bring your own pencil or pen. How to make your vote count. For this referendum, you will receive a ballot paper with the proposed change to the Australian Constitution. On the ballot paper, write yes if you approve the proposed change, or write no if you do not approve the proposed change. Don't worry if you make a mistake. You can ask for another ballot paper and start again. Voting is compulsory for Australian citizens aged 18 years and older. If you don't vote, you may be fined or prosecuted. If you vote more than once, it is a criminal offence. Authorised by the Electoral Commissioner, 10 Mort Street, Canberra. Closing announcement. This recording was made for the Australian Electoral Commission by Accessible Information Solutions of Vision Australia in September 2023. Your narrator has been Rebecca McCauley. This is the end of the recording.